fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 18th of February. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. If you don't have a team, you best be about the business of putting one together. We do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Pete, Dr. Pete Urokos, D.C. We're going to be talking about health-related matters. Good morning, doctor.
Morning, John. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. We've got you until just a few minutes before the hour. You've, you know, fit us in before your first patient that arrives at about 0900. So, the consequences of the COVID clot shot continue to mount. We're now getting the fourth quarter numbers in for people who died in this country, which, as we expected, would be up substantially from the third quarter. Locally, and I live near Steelville, Missouri, the Steelville newspaper, published once a week, has, for the last 18 years, has had one page of obituaries once a week. Occasionally one or two on the second page, but only occasionally. Now, for several months now, it's been two full pages. Now, these small towns all over America, the funeral homes publish a 3x5 card of the recently deceased with their photograph and the relatives and the date and the time of the funeral, and those are left at businesses, shopping centers, supermarkets, my barber shop. He puts them on the counter. I was in there last week, and there were 6 on the counter. I've never seen 6 before. I've never seen more than 3 or 4. And I asked him if that was the most. He said, no, last week was. We had 7. And this is funerals for the week, by the way. And I said, well, in a few months, you're going to be seeing 10 and 12 here on your counter. Now,
I would
you're,
not be surprised.
No. And it's getting to the point where it can't be, it has to be noticed by people, the unusual amount of funerals taking place. Are you getting any feedback in your area, doctor, about the increased number of fatalities?
I haven't personally got any. However, I did meet with the massage therapist, I believe it was last week, and she has one of her clients runs a funeral home. So I'm going to talk to her and just have her ask them if they've noticed an increase or not.
I'll prognosticate.
Think they would be pretty credible.
Right. I'll prognosticate a minimum of 40% increase beginning the third quarter of last year. That's my prognostication. I've been trying to get a hold of a funeral director here locally. I know another one, and I just haven't talked to him. But we've seen at least a 40 to 50% increase in funerals here locally as well. And we've been getting reports from around the country. A gentleman, Deputy Hendricks, who does the pledge with us once a week, he's noticed a dramatic increase in funerals. In fact, the funeral homes in his area, they're so busy that they can't do any more embalming. They've had to refer people to cremation. Otherwise, they'll have to wait several weeks to have a funeral because of the backup of so many funerals taking place.
It's sad.
It is. Well, we're witnessing the worst crime in recorded history here taking place before our eyes worldwide. Just reading an article of what's taking place in Italy. You're basically in Italy. You become a non-person if you refuse to get the vaccination clot shot, soon to not be able to even have employment, and of course in several American cities you can't go into a restaurant or any public accommodation unless you can show proof of vaccination.
That's happening out here, not in my county, but in one nearby, it's happening. And
Cook
I had
County?
A friend.
Is that yes. Cook County?
Yes, sir. Right. I had a friend send me a picture of this winery / restaurant that's usually really packed. There was nobody inside. So, I mean, businesses are going to suffer because of this more so than they already are. But, you know, because there's going to be people who would, you know, I used to go there. I liked going there. They had great wine. but now because of this, I'll never go there.
Because you have to show proof of vaccination before you can come in the door.
Yes.
What a shame. What a shame.
Now they are lifting the mask mandate, supposedly, in Illinois, I think by the end of the month.
Lifting the mask mandates? What about the COVID vaccination mandates?
I haven't heard anything about them lifting that, but I doubt that'll happen anytime soon. But the masks, yes.
Well, Doctor, in your practice, go ahead.
I would say that's probably because Pritzker wants to try and develop a relationship with the people who can't stand him because of elections. My assumption. So he's trying to piss off less people.
I think from what I've seen in my travels in Illinois, it may be too late for that.
Yeah.
I recall
the signs, I take it.
Yeah. I like to drive my Triumph up the Great River Road up to Grafton, Illinois, from Alton. And the anti-Pritzker signs were everywhere, and some with pretty foul language, quite frankly. Yes. That's unusual when the citizens start posting signs in their yards and in front of their businesses, admonishing the governor like that. That's highly unusual, isn't it?
It really is. I've never seen anything like it, you know, to that extreme. Like you're saying, the language on some of the signs, I've never seen that before.
Well, Doctor, in your practice, you probably have some patients who have now got the COVID clot shot and maybe two or three boosters. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and I'm glad that you bring that up. So I'll tell you about two separate people. So Like I said, I met the massage therapist last week, and she was telling me she's of the same mindset as I am, as we are, and she won't allow anybody into her office if they've been vaccinated or boosted within the last 10 days. So, I mean, good for her for doing that. And she was telling me about one of her clients, and, you know, as most of us, if not all of us, know, the shot has affected women's menstrual cycles.
That's right.
So she had a client who came in who never had any issues before, received the shot, I don't know if it was, let's just say, a month or two, and when she came in, she asked if she could bring her own towel, because that was the third pair of pants that she was on that day due to such a heavy flow, which had never happened to her before.
Right.
So that's one. And then I did an event over the weekend and met lots of people and met a potential patient. And he was telling me that he received the, I believe it was the Moderna shot. And within a couple of days, he was flown to the hospital because he couldn't breathe. And he attributes it directly to the shot. Because again, never had anything like that before. He said it was one of the scariest things of his life. He thought he was going to die. So then I find out right after this that his fiance passed away 2 months prior. Again, he attributes that to getting the vaccine, and he said that it was the same type of issue that what he had, she had, and she ended up passing away from it.
And it's so sad and so tragic. Those scenarios are going to be repeated millions of times all over the planet. These barbaric criminals are now encouraging people to have their infants 6 months old and older and get the COVID clot shot. It's the worst crime in recorded human history, isn't it, sir?
It really is. I just saw a few days ago, so I have a Yahoo email account, and Yahoo sends me news updates and coronavirus updates, things like that. And I had one pop up, and it said coronavirus vaccine for pregnant women to protect their baby from coronavirus. I'm like, that is so absurd and terrible. So I don't know if that's something they're thinking about doing. I didn't really read into the article because it's Yahoo News, but just something that popped up on my phone.
Well, it's already has emergency use approval for everybody under all circumstances. So why not pregnant women take it? Although the actual trials have been kept secret. I do private consultations, doctor, and I had two medical professionals that came to me for a consultation, and one of their patients worked for one of the three vaccine manufacturers, and she told them in confidence that it took 6 years to develop the vaccine, not 6 months. So they went through all the normal trials and protocols. It just kept secret because the consequences of those trials would be death to people, sterilization of men and women, babies being stillborn, spontaneous abortions, and all the rest of it is well known. The term experimental is used a lot. In reality, it's not experimental at all. They know exactly what these things are going to do because they spent 6 years testing them.
Which is another scary thing. And, you know, if that is true, then that just goes to show you what their intentions are.
I started telling people in the spring of 2020 that I thought the vaccines were already in the refrigerators. It turns out they were. You can't, it's not possible. It can't be done. You can't develop a vaccine in 6 or 7 months. It can't be done, can it, doctor?
No, I mean, I don't develop vaccines, but I mean, realistically, no, I would say no, it can't be done.
No, it can't
with
be
all
done.
The trials and all the science.
It's been attempted
it,
before.
If you do it correctly. I'm sorry?
It's been attempted before. You know, the common cold is a coronavirus.
Right.
Think of the money you could make if you had a successful vaccine to stop the common cold. You couldn't count the money. It'd be into tens of billions of dollars. But every attempt stopped with the animal trials because all the animals died to previously right. make a coronavirus vaccine. Well, Doctor, I know people in Metro Chicago would need your services, and you're in the northern suburbs. What's that telephone number up there, Doctor?
Sure. It's 815-526-3279.
Okay. And the website?
My website is risingphoenixhealth.com.
Risingphoenixhealth.com. Okay. And if you're in that area of Metro Chicago, especially the northern suburbs, you might want to check out Dr. Urokos and his services. Get yourself back to optimal health and well-being. That's your goal, isn't it, Doctor?
It really is. That's my goal for all of my patients and the community, as well as my own personal goal, optimal health and wellness. You know, it really improves your quality of life as well as your longevity.
Well, Doctor, when you get a client or a patient who's got the clot shot and has gotten boosters, do you let them know the reality of what they're facing, or do you, as a matter of courtesy and politeness, not tell them that they're probably going to die?
I do not tell them that. If they ask me specific questions, I will answer to the best of my ability. My goal is to not freak people out and scare them into thinking that they're going to die. But if they ask me, again, specific questions, I'll tell them what I know and answer it to the best of my ability. It's not something that comes up very often. I have had people ask me before what I thought about it, and I told them honestly my thoughts on it. I couldn't tell them whether or not they should do it. That is completely up to them. But here are my reasons why I will not do it.
Right, right. Yeah, so my presumption is you've convinced some people to not get the clot shot. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. I've had some people who were going to do it. Their family was almost forcing them so they could see grandkids. You know, things of that nature. And after speaking with me, they're like, okay, maybe I'll wait on this and think about it some more. I think that's a great idea, you know. Really, truly think about it in depth, not just, you know, very briefly.
Well, I hope so, and I hope that that thought in depth leads to a conclusion that they're not going to get the clot shot. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but Senator Jordan had some, or Johnson, I guess it was, had some hearings in U.S. Senate a couple of weeks ago, and one of the doctors present, well, we got a break, we'll be right back. The call number is 512-248-8252.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Yes, there is a nice $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment you get to protect your car, your home, your generator. EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Pete Yerokos. He's up in Metro Chicago, the northern suburbs. The telephone number, if you'd like to make an appointment, is 815-526-3279. His website's risingphoenixhealth.com. Doctor, it was, in fact, Dr. Johnson, Senator Johnson, who had these hearings. And there's a long list of doctors here. I'm not sure which one it was, but one of them out in the Capitol Rotunda made a little selfie video where he said the following: during calendar year 2022, more people will die than have ever died in 1 year on planet Earth. That was his statement. I believe it's a true statement. What do you think, sir?
I mean, that's a pretty heavy statement.
It's very heavy. It's about as heavy as it gets. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's possible. To my knowledge, in my lifetime, I don't believe we've seen anything like this ever before.
No, we haven't. And you're a young guy with a relatively, not as much life experience as an older guy like myself. But I'm no historian, but I'm pretty confident that what the doctor said in the Capitol Rotunda is going to prove to be true. There was a judge in France, doctor. He denied paying a life insurance policy on behalf of the insurance company. Insurance company denied payment because they said the person who died committed suicide for the following reasons. The knowledge that the COVID vaccine could kill you was public knowledge, and he could have read it if he chose to. The fact that he may or may not was not relevant. The fact that it was public record is what the judge went by to deny payment of the life insurance policy. And we have the same situation here. The knowledge that the COVID vaccine has killed more than 20,000 people is public record. And whether somebody has read that public record or not is not relevant. What's relevant is that it is public record. And I can easily see insurance companies wanting to deny life insurance claims because of that, because of the public record.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we're looking at tens of millions, possibly billions of dollars being at stake here for insurance companies that wouldn't be at stake otherwise. We're really into uncharted waters here in many ways, aren't we, Doctor?
Yes, we are.
And people need to do their homework. My goal when I have you on here every other week, Doctor, is to educate people, inform people. I've come to the conclusion, and I've already got feedback from other doctors, that if you got the COVID clot shot and haven't got sick, maybe, perhaps, you were the one of the lucky ones who got the saline solution. So we may say some lies by simply asking people to not get the booster, couldn't we, Doctor?
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. If they haven't got sick yet, then I mean, they could have received something other than the vaccine, or it just hasn't happened.
It hasn't
yet.
Kicked in yet. It hasn't kicked in yet. Yep.
Right.
It's either or. We don't know.
Right.
The evidence that we're aware of shows that a percentage of the COVID vaccinations are not vaccinations at all, simply a harmless saline solution. If you want to murder everybody, you can't have everybody die at the same time because that would be too obvious and people would stop rolling up their sleeves to get the clot shot. So you'd have to make it incremental and only kill a percentage of people at a time as opposed to killing everybody at the same time. Now, if I wanted to kill everybody, that's how I would do it. I would make it incremental. Maybe put 5% or 7% of the poison in the clot shots and have the rest be saline solution, so that people would be comfortable with it and they would line up for the second booster, the third booster. Are you aware of what's going on in Israel, Doctor?
I did hear something, but you'll have to remind me.
Well, most of the adults there have gotten their third and many the fourth booster. And the hospitals are filled with the sick
and the
disabled and people that are dying. It is for a fairly large country, 9.5 million people. It's one of the most heavily vaccinated countries on the planet. And it looks like we got a caller here. It looks like we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry. Hold on, Sherry. We got a break. We got a break, Sherry. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We have a new real estate listing. If you need 300 acres of America in the Missouri Ozarks, it might be a good deal for you. Could be. We have satellite telephones available. We've got Cliff High's videos. The new section is my friend Steve O'Neill, a nuclear scientist who writes some interesting articles. We'll be posting a new one in the next few hours. And, of course, energy cleaners. I'll be getting a fresh batch in the next few days, helping people get past the arthritis pain, get their best night's sleep they've had in decades. And I do something healthcare professionals are highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So if it doesn't work, you ship it back, I refund your money. And that's what I do. So check out the energy cleaner. And for all you folks who already have one, you might want to check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're warm and cozy, and you put them on your bed, on your recliner. on your car seat. Only $75 shipping included to American zip codes. You can place your order at my website at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting Dr. Pete Urokos, you want to become a patient, you're in Metro Chicago, want to travel up there and see him, his telephone is 815-526-3279. And it looks like, Doctor, our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, I know I watch RT on my satellite, and, you know, I've seen where they've been having these demonstrations over in France against these passes and stuff, these
vaccine passports.
Vaccinated, and, right. And it seems like they ought to use what you just said, and it seems to me that they should get a, getting a vaccine from the doctor, they should get a note from him saying, because you know they're not telling them about the dangers of this, and I don't know what one they're given over there, because I don't know that there is one that France makes. I know of the AstraZeneca, I think it's made in England, isn't it?
I'm not sure, but please proceed. Go ahead.
But, you know, because if they have a court ruling like that, you know, now I know that I've heard people say that France's judicial system is a little different than the English, and that
it is.
Down in
yep.
Louisiana and then up in Quebec, they used the French, I believe, and I know that Louisiana's been kind of hard on and pushing these vaccines too. You know,
right. Well, in that French system, the judge is also the prosecutor. They wear both hats in that system.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Ingrid Castle had on a Dr. Robert Young on her show last Saturday, the second hour, and he was very interesting. Apparently, he's the doctor that developed, really pioneered the alkaline water deal years
okay.
ago,
right.
And he actually was saying that he's back in 2011 he came in contact with Dr. Luc Montagnier when he had a speaking engagement. I think it was somewhere. I think he said Milan, and by then he had already left the place in Paris where he was, because even though he won his Nobel Prize in Medicine, something about discovering the AIDS virus, he actually had came out by that time and said that HIV was not the cause of AIDS, and that and they were going to fire him if he did not quit on his own. And apparently he did get to testify or put his at this court that they're having, that this that German lawyer Fulmick
right.
has been pushing, and he
right.
died 2 days after that.
Oh my,
isn't well, that interesting?
It is.
Okay, that's all I
okay.
had. Thanks.
Okay, Sherry, thank you very much. Doctor, our next caller, you got any follow-up on Sherry's call before we go to our next caller?
I do not.
Okay. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Doctor, and good morning, John. I just wanted to call to ask if you were aware. I missed the first part of your interview with the doctor this morning, your first opening comments, so if you commented on this, John, I'm sorry. I apologize for repeating it. But Project Veritas with James O'Keefe, if you're familiar with that and that program, he just recently came out with one of his interviews that they do and he's interviewing a man named Christopher Cole, who's FDA executive officer for Countermeasures Initiative, whatever office that is. But he says that the Biden wants to inoculate everybody. Inoculate, I guess that's the wrong term. He wants everybody to take the shot. And he says that he goes on to say that the drug companies, food companies, and vaccine companies, which I don't know why he mentioned food companies, but I think we'll find out, all are giving the Biden administration, you know, millions of dollars, and Biden is going to make a plan that everyone in the United States has to have a yearly vaccination. And, you know, I guess they'll have to have a passport of some kind to make sure that that's followed up on. I don't know. But it looks like the Biden administration, he says they haven't formally announced it, but he says the plan is that they're going to make everybody have at least a yearly inoculation in the United States.
All right. Well, I heard about that plan. I didn't talk about it this morning, but I have heard about it.
They can try.
Well, I just wanted to, yeah, put it out there for you guys, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss that a little bit. Anything else, Charlie?
No, that's all.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I have heard about this plan, Doctor. A mandatory vaccination for every man, woman, and child in the country with a yearly booster. And you had a follow-up comment on that. They can try, right?
Right.
Well, the federal government's limited what they can do. They can control the interstate highways. They can control commercial or airline traffic. That'd be the two choke points that would cause compliance, interstate highways. Luckily, we've got other highways that aren't interstate highways that I can travel on, because I'm not going to go through any checkpoint that requires me to have a vaccination. That's right. Just not going to happen. So things could get really very serious here really quickly, couldn't they, sir?
They absolutely can. So, I mean, it's important to take care of yourself now, make the required preparations in case something like that happens. Be able to rely on yourself, you know. I know you talk on your show about being able to have food and water, which are obviously extremely important for life. Just be able to rely on yourself, apply yourself in whatever way that you can, and stay as healthy as possible.
That's good advice, Doctor. And that means good nutrition, a reasonable amount of exercise, plenty of clean, healthy water, and a proper mental attitude, doesn't it, sir?
Absolutely. I love that you threw in the proper mental attitude. Your mindset is vital to your overall health.
That's right.
And your quality of life.
That's right. It is vital. It's not optional. I've been around, I'm sure you have also, Doctor, been around people who have a negative attitude. And it's very draining. It's very draining to be around these people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know how they go on with life myself, but I've seen people. I refer to them as their glasses half empty kind of people, and I've had some pretty good friends like that. And that's their entire outlook on life. And they've been lived that way for decades somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. Impresses me as a rather miserable way to live, but that's the way some people choose to live, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, like I said, I was at an event all weekend last weekend. I met a lot of people. And I'm really big on mindset, whether it's for, you know, personal growth or business, whatever. And I ask people sometimes, are you in a growth mindset or are you in a stagnant mindset? So growth mindset is where to be. You know, we can always improve something in our lives, you know, spiritually, financially, health related. There's always somewhere to improve. And absolutely, if you're in this stagnant mindset, you're going to stay there, and it's not good for you, bottom line. And
that's right.
I heard a lot, and I've heard a lot over the years of being a chiropractor, that if people have some sort of an issue, if they've had it for years, it's a chronic thing, they almost identify as that, and they don't think there's any help. Like I heard over the weekend, oh, I've been like this. This is just how I am. Well, it doesn't have to be. That's that stagnant mindset, let's say. It's not a growth mindset where I have this problem and I want to do something about it. You know, some relief is better than none.
And that's right.
I think we spoke before. If you have air in your lungs, there's something you can do.
That's right. Right. Where there's life, there's hope. And so that's a message to all our listeners. Where there's life, there's hope. Don't give up. You may have multiple chronic situations going on, but don't give up. There's always an opportunity and a chance for improvement, isn't there, Doctor?
Absolutely. 100%. You may not be 100%, and honestly, nobody really ever will. I'll never be 100%. You know, previous injuries, things like that. I have chronic issues from previous injuries from wrestling, but I do what I can to improve on those, and it doesn't limit me in any way. If I didn't do anything about it, it would be so much more. It would be so much worse. And especially as we age, things will get worse. So it's important to have these things addressed as soon as possible. You know, find a chiropractor. We're not going to prescribe you all these medications and all of that stuff to mask whatever is going on. I mean, yes, I believe that there's everything serves a purpose. It's when you introduce that, you know. You can start taking meds or have surgery before you honestly really need it. If you would have done a trial of conservative care, then you may have been able to avoid that surgery. And then with surgeries, a lot of times they don't work, depending on what it is.
Something my wife said multiple times. My wife, Dr. Moore, the chiropractor, she would have a patient who had had back surgery about a year before they came to see her. So they get the back surgery, they feel good for 6, 8, 10 months, and about 11, 12 months is when they feel like it's just as bad, if not worse, than before they had the back surgery. She had many, many patients like that, and I'm sure you've seen quite a few yourself, haven't you, sir?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I have one person in particular who has scoliosis. They ended up having surgery. They've got rods from the upper back all the way through the lower back.
Good
and
God.
Some people, she said, yeah, and she's young. And some people have told her, chiropractors, I'm not going to touch that. I said, well, I won't tell you that. There's something that I can do. I do a lot of muscle work in my treatments as well, and that's really benefited her a lot. And I still adjust her like anybody else. You know, it's important to get any kind of movement into those joints, even if there are rods in there.
Yes.
Even just minimal, because joints are made to move. We are meant to move.
Well, it must be multiple small rides to have some flexibility. Like what, 8 or 10 smaller rides?
She's got, as far as I know, 2 large rods, and obviously many screws. There are a couple of joints that they skipped, so we're able to work on those in the lower back. But like I said, doing the muscle work and helping relieve some of that tension in those areas has, I mean, she came in a couple of weeks ago. She's like, I have never felt this way before. I have no pain. I'm
fantastic.
Constantly in pain.
We have our last break before. Doctor, you need to scoot now and take care of your patient?
I think I'll be all right.
Okay.
I'll wait until after the break. We'll see.
We'll come back about 4 minutes. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my feet. Got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Dr. Pete Urokos. You want to be his patient, just give him a call at 815-526-3279. Well, doctor, we continue to move forward into this tragic criminal activity that's happening worldwide. And given the report we just got from Charlie about Biden and Biden's intention to have everybody vaccinated, we haven't seen the end of this yet, have we, sir?
Absolutely not.
It will get worse. The restrictions will grow worse. The pushback will grow worse. And the truckers, I believe American truckers, are finally going to take action, duplicating the efforts of the Canadian truckers. And maybe their efforts will yield some results, some positive results. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it, sir?
Yeah, hopefully. But I feel like we need more than the truckers.
Well, we do, but it's got to start somewhere. I agree with you.
That's true.
It's got to start someplace. And if it begins with the truckers, God bless them. They're these men and women, it's a tough way to make a living. It really is. It's a tough way to make a living. But God bless them, because without the trucks, our society would fall apart in a matter of a few days, wouldn't it, sir?
Yes, it would. And maybe with their strength, it'll give others strength as well.
I hope so. I hope so. You never, when something like this starts, it's hard to say what the outcome is going to be. And I need to keep warning the truckers to be on the lookout for Antifa infiltrators pretending to be patriotic conservative Americans that are there to cause mischief and cause violence. So all you truckers, be aware of the Antifa infiltrators that want to cause violence. That would just cause many problems that we don't need, wouldn't it, Doctor?
Yes, it would. It already has.
Well, in this last minute, what do you want to tell these folks that are listening to you with bated breath, Doctor?
So my advice would be to, like we were talking about, work on your mindset. You know, be in that growth mindset. Don't get trapped in that hole, and it will help you out. And if we're, for example, you know, if we're stuck in this stressed out state, and your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems are not balanced, and you're anxious, you're always on the go, you're basically think that you're on the gas pedal constantly without taking a break. And whenever we're like that, it doesn't allow the body to kind of take a step back and address issues and heal as we should. So mindset, our mental health, all that, again,
very
is
important.
Vital to our
well
overall
said,
health.
Well said. We'll have you back in 2 weeks. We appreciate it. We're at the top of the hour break. Thank you, sir. We're at the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.